do think, you know, in terms of having coordination beyond, not necessarily even county level speaker, but, you know, as you know from your own backyard in terms of how some of the outbreaks are happening there, is while you may have two public health officials are agreeing, you know, you can have multiple public health authorities in a single county. And so, yeah, I think the biggest, the one of the most important reasons for having rules that, and again, it depends on what the final rule looks like, obviously. I think part of the thing with the rulemaking process is, there, you know, it's just like drafting a statute where there is flexibility in terms of how you actually go about accomplishing these things. But, you know, if we do want to have the ability to address a hot spot where, you know, for whatever reason it isn't being addressed locally, and after yesterday's Supreme Court ruling, we're going to have something on the books. So I would say that's the other reason in terms of this. If you want the state to be able to do anything in order to address an outbreak or a hot spot, and the locals, for whatever reason, are incapable or unwilling to address it, there needs to be something on the books in terms of a rule.
And I think there's an advantage to having at least some statewide perspective here. I mean, if you're living in one municipality and you go to another one to shop or to go to a bar or go to a restaurant, and it's something different than what you have 20 miles down the road, I think that's confusing, and I don't think that that confusion necessarily has to happen. So, I hear what you're saying, but I don't agree. I think having some semblance of a statewide approach is important.
So, with the rule and the scope statement, what's your end goal?